Welcome to the August 18th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part one of a new video interview, Dr. Amber Hill, founder and CEO of Research Grid, explained what hitting the 6 to 12 month timeline reductions envisioned under Operation Trailblazer actually demands operationally. AI native automation can make the biggest difference earliest when focused on data standardization, site readiness, and early feasibility planning, rather than on downstream activities where acceleration is limited by protocol constraints. Up next, in a new contributed article, Jim Riley, president of Veeva Development Cloud, argued that faster, higher quality trials require structural alignment in how sponsors, CROs, and sites plan and execute studies together. Earlier site engagement, shared visibility into study progress, role-based training, and connected technology platforms all work together to shift from fragmented handoffs toward collaborative partnership. And finally, in industry news, Henlius Biotech entered a strategic collaboration with Sandoz, covering up to 10 monoclonal antibody and antibody drug conjugate biosimilar products for exclusive ex-China commercialization rights, with total financial consideration up to $322 million. The initial three partnered assets include proposed biosimilars for colorectal cancer, cholesterol management, and systemic lupus erythematosus, with Sandoz incorporating commercial and market access input into development and registration strategy from the outset. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.